What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out. We're going live. Fuck it. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's up, PDX? What's up, Internet? What's going on to the whole fucking globe? This is Feeve Boogie. And if you hear my voice, it's that time again for the High Life Show. Today is March the 28th, 2021, Sunday, the Lord's Day. I have with me here the usual suspects, my guy, Big Fucking Boozer, J.E., a.k.a. Mr. Everything, Mr. Variety, excuse me, don't mean to butcher your nickname, sir. Spock Dollar Sign, a.k.a. Cash, my guy, loving motherfucking Bass. We are the high and low lives. Yo, what up? Let's go ahead and get this shit started, man. What's going on, Bass? What's going on in your world? What's going on in PDX, bro? You good? Everything good out there?
The weather was nice. People were outside. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, feels good to see this.
Murdered a child.
Jesus. We're not even a minute in yet. He's talking about murdering children. You must really be getting in some practice with that sword, huh, Cash? My bad, Bass. You were saying?
No, that's it. Just the summer's coming, or the nicer weather is coming. So.
Yeah, man. Pollen is pollening. Spring is springing. Love is in the air, shit like that.
Yes.
How's the new apartment, bro? Like, you getting settled in pretty good? How many boxes have you? How many boxes have you unboxed? A half?
Me personally? Oh no,
a quarter?
I did maybe like 5 or 6 more.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Look at that. Look
pipe and applause. We got a pipe and applause.
Cheers to the man.
He didn't know.
You went from videotaping the movers. Mush, you fucking flunkies, to taking care of 6 boxes. I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you.
Cash, what's going on, my guy? You doing all right?
Yep.
Yeah, doing you good?
Great. Yes.
You doing great? Yes. Thriving as usual?
Thriving and surviving.
Patrolling the fucking subdivision with your ninja sword?
No. We've had a quiet front. The ne'er-do-wells, they did not return, obviously, from our prior interaction. So I was hoping for a round 2, but no one has come back.
So. Nobody fucks with Mr. Cash. Nobody, you heard?
Like, I wish you motherfuckers would.
Also, I did remember. I tried to go out to eat yesterday, and one place told me it was like 2.5 hours. And I was like, this fucking state. And then, so I had to go somewhere else. But I'm like, it's a fucking pandemic. Why are you waiting 2 hours to eat fucking food?
Welcome to the South, dog. That's how we do down here. You know what I mean? I don't live in Texas, but I do live in Georgia. And the service is super
slow. Also, I want to give a shout out to the Krispy Kreme in Frisco. That lovely young lady in the drive-thru window who could not give more or less than 2 fucks. I shout out to you. I love you. Hope your day goes well today.
What she hooked you up with, bro?
Nah, she gave me 2 dozen. She gave me 2 dozen donuts off of strength, man. Appreciate her.
That's love. Yeah. Look at God. Yeah. What's her name again?
She didn't give me her name. She just said,
well, Krispy Kreme lady that works with. What Krispy? Well, let's not incriminate her or nothing like that. There are crazies out here. But young lady, you are. Yeah, don't make the shit hot. You know what I mean? But you are a classy human.
Just having you know how it is when you're in customer service retail. You're just having a rough day. I think she gave my order to the driver in front of me. So I opened my box, and it was like half glazed, half strawberry sprinkles. Woo! And I'm like, I don't eat strawberry nothing. So I was like, this ain't my order. So she then gives me another box, and that box is wrong. And I'm like, I really hate to keep doing this, but this isn't my order as well. She said, just keep it. And I was like, but can I still have the glaze? Because that's what I came here for. So now,
guess what Cash did? What he's leaving now is the fact that he went in the fucking parking lot and flipped them shits. You heard? You know how you get down.
Well, then that everything Spocked is positive. Good vibes. Glad
that's
to be
here. That's what's up, bro. The house doing all right. The castle's good.
Yep. The bando is doing well. You know, should be hopefully up and running by the time Cinco de Mayo, the fake holiday, comes around. So
tremendous. Tacos and margaritas, virtually, of course.
Yes.
If you ain't got the vaccine, you can't get in.
Nope.
Nah. Nope. Going to Mars.
$50 for me to tell you why you got to wear a mask, and $75 charge for me to explain why you need your mask on. Just like that Texas restaurant. That's how I give it up. Yep.
All right. Since we're on speaking tangentially, let's get into, well, I mean, we didn't really have it on the agenda, but fucking Juicy J, right? We were having like an interesting conversation about him because he came out and said, what did he say? He was like, you know, call me crazy, something to that effect, but I believe in just masking, taking your vitamins, and fuck the vaccine, essentially. Mm-hmm. Base took a very staunch stance on that, didn't you?
Oh, the Thanos. I took the Thanos. I was
He's like, he's lit. <saying. laughs> Just put them all. What did you say? What did you say?
Put them all on Mars in a dome.
Put the anti-vaxxers in a bubble. If they die, they die. Lady Elon Musk worry about them.
Or bubble suits. I also added bubble suits.
Okay. Yeah. Look at you. Look at you being gracious.
Yeah, but they're not taking a vaccine. They're gonna wear a fucking bubble suit.
We're gonna you take it off, you have to go to Mars.
Jesus Christ. No infrastructure there yet. Fend for yourself. Didn't they have a movie about that? Like, I think Matt Damon played in it. And he was like, I'm gonna science the shit out of this, because I think he went on like some sort of expedition out there and he got stuck.
The Martian. He had to,
like, learn. The Martian. Yeah, there you go, Jay. Thank you. Funny shit. Well, Jay, bro, what's going on, brother? What's going on? You good?
Yeah, I'm all right, man. Just living life, you know.
You sure?
Yeah. It's just a stressful time when it comes down to midterm. So I've been spending a lot of time studying and, you know, trying to get my mind right. That's all it is. But I'm good, though.
Okay, you know I'm an essential motherfucker, and I can tell when something ain't right with my guy. But I feel you, bro. You working. I understand.
We also know that you got this shit, because you don't forget everything that you read.
I appreciate y'all.
Right. You got us, so we got to make sure we got you. You feel me?
Yeah, of course, man. You know,
Notes in the watch. You heard?
Nah, I can't do that. I'm being moderate. I can't do that. So if it's not up there, I can't do well. So I got to make sure it's up there. You know what I mean? But I got till Wednesday. I got a few days until I take the exam.
More than enough time.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's cumulative though. So it's a lot of topics. It's a lot of topics that I got to get in my mind though.
Oh, but you should have spoke to my younger brother, because he came up for the weekend for school. And I was like, look, bro, whatever grade you was going to get, you was going to get. So you might as well not go to class, you know? You're going to graduate.
That's not how it works.
No, I mean, I'm just being honest. Whatever you got in the midterm, if you fuck it up, that's what you, at worst, you're going to get a C. So if you was getting a D, you're not going to get an A. I'm just being real. Like, just chill out.
Speaking absolutes. Cash the realist.
I was like, if you got a B the first time, you probably know what's going on in the class, and you probably can relax.
It's true.
Fair enough.
I'm just trying to tell you, like, this is be your last vacation before you graduate. You have to work and become an adult. So,
word.
I said you can finish out with a bang, because I don't know how hard it is to be a computer, because he has his degree as computer engineering for hardware.
Tremendous.
So I was like, look, if you need, and he's also minoring in Japanese, but that's a separate conversation.
Man, I got a link with your brother, and you need to teach me that shit.
Making
some
money.
Nani.
So he was speaking Japanese to my daughter. My daughter thought it was hilarious. So disregarded any sort of, you know, comprehension. So I thought that was funny. Yeah.
Wait, he flew from school or from home to you?
No, he's in Brooklyn. He's in Brooklyn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Okay. That's what's up. Well, shout out to your brother. Hopefully he aces that midterm. And shout out to you, Jay-Z. I was about to call you Jay-Z. Jay, that's the second time that happened. I think last time Cash.
Yeah, I'm gonna say one thing to you for that. don't let it happen again.
Ah shit! I don't want no problems. You edited this episode too. You gonna make me sound crazy. My humblest apologies to you, sir.
That's
all.
Just joking.
Nah, no doubt, bro. Boozer, man, what hat is that? The Panthers? Is that like a Negro League team or?
Your guess is as good as mine. I have no
idea. CAU Panthers by chance? Shout out to Conk, Atlanta.
Hey, if Stalin Dean knew about him and liked him enough, maybe.
Dope Pat, though, bro. What's going on with you?
Thanks. Not much. Just hanging in there. Ready to get this show on the road. I mean, everything's cool.
Okay. Oh, no, so we're not for you, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. I don't have any interesting things happening right now. Actually, well, the basement you can't see, but where I'm sitting behind me is started being packed.
Okay.
So there's more space.
We found another hideout, yeah?
Well, we're moving forward with the purchase. Okay. We haven't heard anything negative, and so we're just moving under the the understanding that we're gonna get it, and so we wanna have shit ready to call the movers as soon as we can.
The eccentric fee boogie says, law of attraction. You have to manifest it and act as if it's already yours, and then it will be.
There you go.
Tremendous. Cheers to you, sir.
I also don't want the kids down here anymore, so if their toys aren't available, that's one way.
That's the real reason. Leave me the fuck alone. I give you enough of my life anyway. Here's my money.
Oh, I do have something interesting. So if you hear random screaming throughout the episode coming from my direction, the Nintendo Wii has been rediscovered in the Booza household. So they were playing like table tennis and bowling earlier. So apparently there was some fierce competition taking place. But
make sure they aim at the TV when they're playing the boxing one, okay? Because somebody can get their nose buddy. I seen it. There's a Wii Boxing on Wii Sports.
I saw that. Well, this isn't sports. This is the resort Wii Resort Sports.
Okay. Yeah. Good call.
It has a sword fighting game. Well,
they do.
Well.
Well, they have a sword. Is that why Cash got a sword now?
I learned what I know from Inuyasha.
But I do have to say,
that's a tremendous anime, by the way. Sorry, Booza, go ahead.
Yeah, installing a almost 15-year-old console on a modern TV is
RCA.
Not fun.
With RCA cables, right?
He got the AK. I had the AK curved fucking TV.
RCA curved. RCA, right?
Well, yeah, but my TV doesn't have that. So I have to get an HDMI adapter.
Shit is like a VCR now.
Nah, he needs an HDMI to RCA.
And then I needed to get some other adapter for the controller itself, specifically for the Resorts game, because it just wasn't sensitive enough to work with that.
Dog, how much does that cost?
All total, I'm like $30 in, so that's not too bad.
Man, get you a fucking get the Switch, man. Get the Switch. Stop playing around. Okay.
I can't find that.
Come
shit.
To 2021.
Also,
I'm gonna go buy the Switch.
I'll sell it to you. You hit me.
Don't buy it from him. Don't buy it from him. He owes money. Fuck that. Don't give him shit. Don't give him shit. He don't get nothing.
I would not charge him $500 base.
How much is it going right now for an internet?
Yeah, you would.
The box price is $300. Oh, you mean the
retail? How much is it going for on our internet?
You're probably right.
Yeah,
but I would not charge
how much
him.
You sold them donuts for in the parking lot, Cash. Don't lie. $2 a pop, didn't you?
$2 for half.
Fucking true, such and such.
Three quarters.
I like that mug you got, by the way, Cash. Is that Ultra Instinct Goku?
Oh, that's
yep.
Dope.
Yep. Look at that. Dope shit. Dope shit. Dope shit. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. But yeah, man, good to hear everybody's doing okay. I'm doing all right myself. Good weekend. Little stormy down here in GA. There's been like some tornado warnings and all that, but right now I think we're good. Like I think the tornado warnings have been in, and it's just been like heavy rain here and there. I don't have much. Well, it's a pretty good weekend. Like I'll get into some of the things I did in our next section and whatever. But I found a nice little dope new craft beer spot not too far from where I live and all of that, so that was cool. Working out, eating healthy, drinking water, minding my business, all that fake woke conscious shit, but it is helpful. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, man, just staying the fuck out of the way and just doing my thing as always, and hope all the listeners are doing the same, striving and thriving. Jay, what's that you drinking? You always got some new shit. Every time I get on this fucking show, we get to some.
Just kombucha, man. It's the Bobby Rosé.
What flavor is that?
Bobby Rosé. For those that don't get down with the, what's the drink? The mimosa. I don't do the mimosa thing.
Yeah, fuck
I do
that. The, fuck
I
that.
I do the Bobby Rosé kombucha, though. Holla at me.
Word. You grown men over here. Don't fuck no mimosa. You heard?
That shit looks so fancy. Like the bottle, the label, the name,
you
everything.
You get that at CVS.
Yeah, I got it from a local grocery store though.
Oh, no,
you got a grocery store for that. Yeah.
So, there was a TJ's trip made this morning. So I got mango slices, and I don't know if you guys heard or have had it. There's apparently sliced pineapple,
spicy pineapple.
Yeah. So I got a bag. I haven't tried it yet. I'll let y'all know.
Please do.
It looks
going.
A regular slice, not chunks. It's like the big slice of round slice of pineapple.
Oh hell yeah, I accept. I'm going to get that shit. I love me some pineapple. I eat pineapples to all my meals, man. It's good. It's filled with bromelain, a good digestive enzyme that helps you break down food. And if you're an asshole like myself who eats late, it is very helpful. Yeah. See, J-E,
Do you concur with this?
I don't know.
Whoa, time out. Why you got to check with him? You think I'm
Who you calling me, anything that sounds remotely scientific, it needs to be fact-checked.
Phoebe, you know, Phoebe's a fucking maniac. I can't know what the fuck you talk about. A broken clock is right,
so yeah,
at least twice a day, right?
Anti-vaxxer.
Wait. Whoa. That cannot be proven, even if it may be in a group meet somewhere or something like that. Nah, I'm joking. I mean look,
he knows all the vitamins, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, man. All right, so to the listeners, I'll give you a quick little, my own spin on health or whatever, especially in these COVIDial times. Get you some vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc. What else I take? Colloidal silver is good as well. Ginger root, good for the stomach. Turmeric, and I'm probably leaving out sea moss. Sea moss is also very good for you. So I take about like
1 a day gummies. Supplements a day. Amen.
Fuck that shit, man. Oh, that shit gets stuck to you. I hate the idea of multivitamins because it's you cannot compact all those fucking nutrients into one pill. I just don't believe in it.
Do you also disagree with using like 3-in-1 shampoos, conditioners?
Yeah, I don't. I don't believe in that shit either. I got a shampoo, I forget the name of it. I'm gonna break the next episode. I have a shampoo that I use, and I have like a leave-in moisturizer that I use after I shampoo, and then I have my hair grease or whatever. Self-care is key. You heard?
Because like, yeah, anything that combines all that stuff, like it's just trying to do too much, right?
That's
just
right.
Use the separate. Well, individual items.
I mean, you do have to do a lot, but you know, you have to segment it out to make sure you get the full, you know, whatever the fuck. I'm not going to bro science my way into that shit. Jay, what's up?
All I had was one caveat when it comes to supplements and nutrition. Always always research your shit. You know what I mean? There's a lot of scammers out there. They'll put dirt in a bottle and tell you
that's bad.
Always research the supplements. Use NIH. I use NIH. They're pretty good for supplements to tell you effectiveness. And they got all the different studies. And, you know, a lot of things people just throw out there. Like you said, bro science. People try to bro science you to death. So always research your stuff. That's all I got.
There you go. Thank you, Jay. Thank you for covering my slack, man. I am not a doctor. I am not a licensed physician or a nutritionist. So to Jay's point, use NIH or some other resource to verify any supplements you may choose to take.
Do most or all of your vitamins come in pill form, or are they vary? Like some are liquid, or
well,
like
the colloidal silver, the colloidal. What you say, Mason?
That's an injection.
Yeah,
sticking a needle in his ass.
Yeah, I take a fucking rubber belt, a rubber strap, wrap that shit around my fucking arm and shoot up every night. I shoot up liquid vitamin C and just fall out of the couch. Boozer, to your question, the only one of them is liquid form, and that's the colloidal silver. Like I'll take, they run out quick, so I don't buy them too often. So I'll like the bottle says, you put 30 sprays under the tongue, hold it on your tongue for 30 seconds and swallow. But that's the only one that I take in in liquid form. All the others are like pills and shit. Now with the ginger, what I'll do some nights, which is what I'm going to do tonight, like I'll juice it instead of taking a capsule sometimes, because it also clears up like, you know, chest area mucus and all that shit. It gets all that shit out of there too, so it's good for that as well as gut health. So you know, I switch it up every now and again. Sometimes I'll take like the turmeric and open up the capsule and put it in my tea or whatever too, and mix it into the tea. So you know, doesn't hurt. Like the things I take, yeah, man. It's like thank you, sir. I try to take things that are like that, like that you need. You know what I'm saying? Like especially vitamin D these days, because you know some of us still live in quarantine world, not going outside, which is cool. So and you know I'm not out too often myself. So you know I definitely take that vitamin D just to make sure I'm getting good bone health and immune health. So look at that, man. Fruitful discussion for our listeners.
What's going on, listeners? This is J.E. representing for the High and Low Lives, and you're listening to the High Lives Show. Like, comment, subscribe. We want to know what's on your minds. Keep it locked.
But anyway, let's keep it rolling, man, because we have a lot going on today. We'll kick it off. I'll kick it off with sports. Kind of on a somber note here. Elgin Baylor, famous Laker, died recently, the age of 85. You know, very sad Hall of Famer, but lived a full life and, you know, prolific basketball player. So rest in peace to the man. Shout out to him. Any remarks from anyone else?
Yeah, he was basically who made them. He created like the modern day NBA player, like the high scoring NBA player. Like he's part of the reason that existed.
So he was James Harden before James Harden.
Yeah.
He was Allen Iverson. Yeah, fuck James points. Harden. Oh, you heard? Fuck him. Yeah. But nah, thanks, Bass. Rest in peace to the man. You know, you're losing a lot of greats, man. It's sad. Marvin Hagler, now Elgin. But what else we got going on in sports? LaMelo is out for the season, so our bet is off cash.
Yeah.
I am not honoring that bet.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
Be a man. Be You're a man. Right? Be a man.
I am a
be a man. Be a man. Honor your bets. Honor
you
your
cash
bets.
Cash me outside. How about that? How about that? He's not about some be a man.
If you did the article, if you read the article, it said that he might come back. So...
Nah, it's not fair. It's not fair now. He has an unfair... Like, Anthony Edwards... Come on, man. I'm not arguing that shit. Fuck that. Man, you didn't even, like, when you lost your last bet, you didn't even do the haircut the right way. You're supposed to get parts in your hair. Shit. So fuck out of here. You got a regular haircut.
Yeah, I'll go eat that chip.
I ain't eating shit.
If you ship it to me,
I'll squeeze some jalapeno juice on some Lays or something like that. I'm not eating no hot chip.
I got
hot chip. Fuck that bet. Because you didn't honor your bet. Fuck that bet.
He got injured.
Yeah, he got injured. It's not fair.
What was the bet? Oh, he'll win Rookie of the Year if he doesn't get injured? That wasn't a bet. He's
talking in absolutes, man. That's not fair. That's not fair.
If you can't be all you got in this world, all you got in this world is your balls and your word. Don't break them. That's it.
He broke his fucking wrist. We cannot honor the bet if he broke his fucking wrist. It's not fair.
He's not coming back.
He cannot win. He cannot win now.
If he comes back, he cannot win or the playoffs.
They're not going to bring the star player.
If he comes back, is he coming back for the playoffs or the regular season?
No, he's
probably the playoffs. And they're actually doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
The Hornets. Yeah, for sure. A lot of teams you wouldn't expect.
And if he comes back for the playoffs, that doesn't count towards his regular season. So
6 months is going to take for that to heal. Plus conditioning. You're not like why risk it? They're not going to do that. They're a star player.
That's a good point.
Well, Bass, me and you bet $5. So I just, you know, I'm going to just venue that request because we have no issue. It's these gentlemen here. And I don't even know what J.E. said. So I'm talking.
That is all. Fuck that bet.
I'll send you $5 because I wasn't specific. I didn't say no injuries or anything like that. So.
Now you want to honor bets too? You owe me 100 points from a bet like three or 4 years ago. You're fucking notorious. No. You're going to hear this shit because I'm pissed off now. You're going to honor his bitch ass $5 bet. You owe me 100 push-ups. You owe me 100 push-ups. I forgot what the fucking bet was about, but you owe me 100 push-ups. And it was sports related. It is your fault. You want to pay this fucking guy who's taking our fucking money off the Bitcoin and shit.
I don't be listening. When I say no, people just keep talking. I'm like, okay.
No, you don't even say this shit. You say it in your fucking head. Nobody hears you.
Or use the chip.
Huh?
J.E., does he owe me money or does he have to eat a chip?
Somebody, it was a chip.
Who's that? Who'd you say?
I got to listen to the last episode. I don't miss anything that might not be true.
Previously on the High Life Show.
Between the two of them.
Who's going to rank Rookie of the Year, though? We should place a bet on that.
I'll put my money on LaMelo. I think LaMelo, because like the Charlotte Hornets are doing pretty good. Right?
I'll bet, relatively speaking.
I'll bet with LaMelo. I got LaMelo, rookie. Okay.
I haven't seen any LaMelo things, but I've read some headlines, and apparently he's doing really well, so I'm not going to bet against him.
Okay, yeah. let's sweeten the pot here. So the wager is this, since we're going to bring it all home, right? You know, whoever has become the Rookie of the Year, the loser has to eat 8 Charlotte's Web CBD gummies before the podcast starts.
I think that's suicide.
Eight of them. The Charlotte's Web melatonin gummies I was talking about.
Oh, that's what it's called. 8 of them.
Because it puts you to sleep.
Yeah, I was saying, melatonin.
That's death.
Yeah, that's death. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, you might not wake up. So, no.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay. I almost killed one of us. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna wager $5.
Yes, that's the safe amount. One is fine.
I'll say $5. $5. All right, $5. He wants us to commit suicide.
I'm not going to take melatonin. So everyone hears it. Because everyone always ignores what I'm talking. $5.
File a bet. That's always good.
Fuck no money. No. That's a pussy ass bet. Maybe I just make something better than that. $5
is a lot of money. $5 is a beef.
You can do your wager.
Yeah. I got the wager. How about we eat one of them ghost chips? Whatever that shit called that Jay had.
He's not doing that, Jay. He's not gonna do it.
I'll do the chip. I'm not scared.
You'll do it again?
We don't got the spicy chip.
Don't touch my gangster.
Yeah, that's a better bet than trying to get wasted and not wake up. So I would do the spicy chips.
Okay.
We don't got to do the one challenge though. We could just do like whatever Pocky has. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So Base and I have a $5 bet, and then you guys. Yeah.
No. Let's try to get out of something. No. Everybody got the chip.
I'll do the chip. You do know the chip is more than $5. I just want to make that clear.
No, the chip is $20.
Chip is $20?
Yes.
I have to rethink this.
We don't have to get the one chip challenge. We can do spicy chips or spicy food. It doesn't have to
be. Yeah, just something that's ridiculously spicy.
Spicy, right.
Welcome back to the episode.
I'm going to send Feeve and Booza. Y'all going to get y'all chips and y'all going to eat them. And that's how we do on the show.
I'm going to put them shits in the trash. You heard?
No. You want honor?
I think it's only one.
I'm just kidding. Did you hear like the governor or something like that, or like Utah as a state as a whole, kind of they are going to restrict going forward you being able, if you bought a phone in Utah, you can no longer they're blocking like I think porn and stuff like that on the phone if you bought it out of Utah. So
yeah, how are they doing that?
Utah is Utah. Huh?
How? Yeah. Like, well, how is that gonna work?
I don't understand the infrastructure. I just know they're trying to do it. okay, Boozer. Okay, yeah, I don't fucking know. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, the fact that they're trying to do that says a lot, I guess.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck, man? Like, do you think that's going to stop people?
But also, what's porn doing to Utah? They already fucking and having like 10, 20 kids anyway. Like,
right. Be fruitful. I mean, all right. This is not a shot at Utah or nothing like that. And maybe I don't know. This is. it's edit point worthy or nothing like that, but it's a predominantly Mormon state, right? So I think it's based in religion as to why they're trying at least to limit porn intake on cellular phones. But I just found that as an interesting topic. I don't either.
Porn on their phone anyway. Can we talk about that?
Everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's easier. It's easier to access. It's ease of access. You got to turn on the TV. You got to keep the fucking volume down if you want to watch it on the TV on your laptop or some shit like that. It's just you got to worry about search history. You got your phone on you. Nobody gonna take your phone. Well, most people shouldn't be able to take your phone. You know what I mean? Somebody can easily go on your laptop or whatever, or you can leave it on your TV by accident or some dumb shit like that. And get them into weird shit.
No, but that's a fair point. Like, what is the state in Utah where you have to put into law that this can't be on your phone? Like, has there been
too much masturbation and shit?
Yeah, like maybe,
people going blind.
People, cars are crashing because they own X videos and shit like that. And Pornhub.
Yeah. Also, like, is there something going on with Pornhub? Like, or is someone trying to close down Pornhub too? Because I think I heard Charlemagne, somebody mentioned like Pornhub is still around as though it wasn't around.
I heard something. Yeah, something fishy is going on with them. I don't know the particulars though. Base, I look like you say something. I'm sorry. You was opening your mouth. You can't open your mouth on a podcast, bro. I'm looking right at you. Okay. Are you tired?
I was in awe. Like,
oh, okay. Pornhub. I apologize. Funny shit.
Listen,
man.
This sounds like it's just more reason for people to get a VPN so they can pick a different
there
country
you go.
And access whatever the fuck they want.
Booza's a fucking
yeah. Or Utah, if Utah wants to block,
Booza with the porn
URLs. Yeah, just say you're connect to a server in New York. You're good.
There you go. Problem solved. You heard?
Yeah.
But nah, man. I love the tangential speaking here. But nah, man, that was some funny shit. But moving right along here, man. Something less jovial. I think we were talking about this before we went live. There's just a lot of, you know, violent shootings going on. I think earlier this week we learned about an unfortunate mass murder in Boulder, Colorado. Some maniac went to a supermarket and killed, I think, in excess of about 5 people or something like that. I might be getting this to 10 people, which is awful. And, my heart goes out. Our hearts, our collective hearts as a High and Low Lives go out to those impacted, to the families and all that. You know, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Just unfortunate to hear about shit like that. But we were talking about this, before I tee up this next topic, about how all of these mass shootings are happening and all that. And I think it was Cash that said it. It's attributed to the fact that the world is starting to open back up and people, you know, want to get back to being their crazy maniacal selves because they don't think they can, you know, there's protections around COVID now with the vaccines and all that stuff. So they feel like it's safe to go back out here and do stupid shit. But the topic I was going to touch on is down here in Georgia. I know this area pretty well, actually. In Atlantic Station, they caught this guy, and thank God they got him. Thank God the folks reported it and somebody made a call. But they saw some gentleman that was armed to the teeth, like a bunch of assault rifles, had body armor and all that stuff. And he walked into a Publix down at the Atlantic Station Publix and whatever. And that's a very common area. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of people and all that stuff. So I'm glad that they caught this asshole before he was going to do whatever the fuck it was he's going to do. Because who the fuck goes into Publix with all that damn shit on? Cash?
Yeah, no, I think I've had his name pulled up. I think
his name.
No. The guy that called the cops. Okay. Because he was an Instacart shopper and he was in the bathroom and he heard someone click clacking guns and stuff. So he called the
to shut it off.
Yeah, so they came and he had like 6 loaded guns and the police, they showed a picture of all his guns and stuff like that. So I just want to give a shout. I think his name is Charles Russell.
Shout out to Charles Russell. You're a classy human. Thank you for doing your duty. You know, I guess it's the idealist in me, right? You want something done about this, but like what can you really do? And this is just something I'm opening up to the group to kind of spitball around here. Like, what the fuck can we do that we haven't done to kind of prevent this shit from happening? I think last week I touched on the fact that, you know, psych evals. Like, how is this guy able to get all this damn artillery? You know what I'm saying? Without some sort of, like, he's obviously out of his fucking mind. I find myself at a loss to figure that shit out, man. What's up, Boozer?
I'm with you. At this point, like, what more can be said, right, about mass shootings in America? Like, it's all been said 100,000 times before. There's just nothing else to do other than Americans are stupid, right? That's the reason, right? They say they care about, you know, people dying, and then after a couple weeks of the mourning,
it's normalized. Like,
it's just it goes away, and they don't change who they elect. You know, they elect the same people who support the bullshit. So there's nothing more to it. Like, literally, the flag of the White House was at half staff. For the Atlanta shooting, it went down for like less than 24 hours. It went back up for less than 24 hours, and then it was down again for the Boulder shooting. Like, literally, that's
and like we're like the only in. We're the only. It's like, I mean, I don't know. I admittedly don't pay as much attention as I probably should to international news, but I don't really hear too much from other countries when it comes to this sort of thing,
because it doesn't happen.
That's literally so what the fuck is in the water here that we keep doing shit? I mean, yes, we have a very fucked up, tumultuous past, so I want to attribute it to that, you know, things like slavery and all types of fuckery that went on. I don't know.
It's not the people, it's the access. It's not every country has fucked up
that's
people.
That's true. That's
it's
true.
The access like, to guns. Like in, that's yeah. it. That's the that's England, what it comes down to every time.
True. That's true. Because people are still fucked up everywhere else. It's just that they can't get the weapons that we can get that easy.
Even when you look at the statistics in the U.S. by state, mm-hmm. the states that have the stricter gun control laws have less shootings. Like less people die from guns. And the number one killer of guns is people die by suicide. So it's not even like mass shootings or like homicides. It's suicide. It's So half the deaths in this country by that are where people die by a gun, it's someone taking their own life. So it's all about access. It's, you know, like I said, the states that have stricter gun control laws, they don't, you know, they might have more, they might have like murders at a higher percentage, but they don't, but their total number of deaths by gun is way less than the countries that have the loose laws, because it's just someone has the, you know, they've owned a gun for years and here they go, you know, they have a bad day or they, you know, they reach the end of their ropes and they take their own life. That's it.
I'm going to quote Chris Rock here, and this is like a half-baked theory from one of his stand-ups. He once said that a potential solution to this shit is, you probably can't stop the access to guns, right? People going to get guns, but make bullets ridiculously fucking expensive. Yeah. Like, I'm talking $5,000 a pop. It's funny, but it's like, I mean, then there's going to be a secondary black market for bullets and all that shit. Like I'm pretty sure it already is, right? But it's like there's no easy solution. You know, guns are around and it's hard. Like, how are you gonna get fucking Magneto or some shit like that to magnetize all the guns? How do you stop this shit?
If you just make it so that people can't, you know, certain guns are just banned. Assault rifles are just banned. You can't get them legally. That's step one. And step two is just, limiting, you know, who qualifies to own a gun. Like, we all have our Second Amendment rights, but I mean, do you need 20 guns? Do you need?
You don't. Yeah, man. It just always saddens me when I hear shit like this, man. It's just it's never any good. But yeah, man, we need to do something about gun control and just the access to these types of heavy machine weapons and all that. You know what I mean? Like, these, like, we're not in fucking wartime or anything like that where everyone needs an AR-15. You know what I mean? Yes, you need some shit to protect your home, protect your property, but, you know, to be able to have a stockpile of weapons like that so easily just makes no goddamn sense. Hey, this is Feeve Boogie, host of the High Life Show, where we talk about the highs and the lows of society and everything in between. Check us out. I'm gonna shift topics right now.
Flashpoint. Future Big Boozer here, providing an update on the next topic, which is about the big-ass ship stuck in the Suez Canal. Fun fact, as of Monday morning, the ship is no longer stuck, but you can still enjoy our wonderful discussion on the topic.
I'm going to get into some more fuckery, but it's kind of hilarious. I think we all have heard at this point there's an interesting thing going on with the cargo ship in the Suez Canal. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Yeah. Okay. I'm getting nods. Yeah. All right. So in the Suez Canal, you know, it's a canal, and I'm no fucking expert here. Thoughts on that in a second, by the way. But I'm no expert. But I'm just going to tee this up. So apparently, you know, you run your routes in this canal or whatever have you, right, to get through it and all that stuff, to get the shit that's on the ship to where it needs to go. But apparently, whoever the fuck was whoever the skipper was on this goddamn ship, man, he the route that he went was like, I don't know if it was by accident, but my day job doesn't require me, well, necessitates that I don't believe in accidents and coincidences. If you look at the route that this guy went, it looks like a penis entering, or at least on the side taking a break of an ass. it is quite hilarious, but he, you know, whoever did it did that, but now the ship is stuck in the Suez Canal, and it's like halting any other traffic, and folks can't get like their goods and all that stuff. So it's fucking things up, but it's in a hilarious way, man. And we were talking about this during our planning session, and you know, I think we like, I think someone didn't know that was like, we knew about the actual ship being stuck, but like the schematic of them, you know, taking the route that they took was just, it's like, how do you not fuck that up? Boozy, what are your thoughts on this, man?
All right, so I'm just going to go out and say that I fucking love this story. I mean, it sucks for, it's going to suck if it already doesn't for all of us, because it's going to impact us in some way when it's all said and done. But I am completely, like, enamored with following what the fuck's going on with this ship. It's the most, like, it's one of the craziest, most amazing things I've seen, witnessed in a long time. So
it's something out of a movie. It's like an Austin Powers movie, right? Didn't they do that shit in Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Look
at that Johnson. Chef. Yeah. Yeah. So this
giant ass container ship, right, called the Ever Given or Evergreen.
That's the best name of it? The Evergreen? The okay.
Yeah, is making its way down the fucking Suez Canal. And I think, so yes, the route is what it is, but I think also it was like super windy and there was a sandstorm happening and that contributed to it. But I think they were also saying like, it so may have contributed a little bit, fucking but it's not really, what the fuck? Yeah, it's not really what caused it. Anyway, so yeah, it's a crazy story. We've actually brought in, so we have a special guest on the show today for our listeners. So we have a subject matter expert to discuss the story.
That's right.
He's a friend of the show. He's following our lead, and you know he's not gonna disclose his real name. So we'll refer to him as Marine Gotenks for those who know.
If you know, you know, and if you don't know, you need to look that shit up. Look up Gotenks. You heard? Tremendous. Go ahead.
He's an engineer at a government agency who works on marine vessel tracking systems. Right. So, like I said,
in other words, he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. So we want to welcome him to the show. Marine Gotenks, welcome.
Yeah, man. We love to hear. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Hey,
welcome,
guys. Sir. Thanks a lot for having me on. It's
you're good to the first. To you guys about it. You're the first, like, segment guest we've had. Yeah. We've done interviews in the past, but we don't normally have a guest just for a segment. So
and especially said that, man.
Yeah. So you pop that cherry.
We're humbled by your presence. Humbled by your presence.
Well, before we get started from any questions, let me correct something that one of you guys said. Evergreen.
Oh.
Evergreen's the company. Oh, Evergiven's the name of the ship.
Ah.
They have been a big point of confusion among the general populace.
Well, yeah, you look at the ship and there's a giant thing that says Evergreen, right, printed on it. But then all these articles keep referring to it as Evergiven, so I got confused.
Of course. Anytime you look at a ship, the big thing on the side of the ship is the name of the company. Look up, look at the port, or sorry, the stern, and on the port side, the very front, small letters, that's the name.
Gotcha.
Evergiven is the name of the ship.
Yep, they didn't do that in company. Forrest Gump. They didn't do that in Forrest Gump. Only thing he did is wrote Jenny on the fucking side. He didn't put bubblegum strip on the side. I'm sorry.
All right. So we got that squared away. So thank you. But let's just get your thoughts, Marine Gotenks, on what's going on. Like, do you, you know, how did this really happen? Like, was it the fucking dust storm? Was it the wind? Was it the dick in the butt? Like, route that the skipper set? Like, do we know? Will we ever really know why this ship is now fucking sideways in the canal?
Truth is we're never really gonna know. But we know some things that did go wrong. First of all, that ship should not have made a path that looked like a dick in a butt. That was a mistake.
And that's true. Like, that was the route. That picture that's been going around, that is the route that ship
was taking. Oh, yeah. That's absolutely the route that they took. What they did was not purposeful. They were just hanging around, waiting their turn to enter the canal zone to make their way up to the Mediterranean, and they happen to make that shape.
Oh, okay.
I sense foul play. Marine Gotenks. I sense foul play. Foul play.
They were prepping for something. But following, they had to go the penetration route, just like all the other ships.
It got they stuck. They need more oil. They need more oil.
The problem is they're just too big. They got stuck in that hole.
On that note, like, so this is a fucking big ass ship. Like, there's no doubt about it, right? Like, it's massive.
Before I tell you guys about how it got stuck, let's put this in perspective. You walk up to the top floor of the Empire State Building, you haven't made it the length of the ship yet.
Right.
Holy shit.
It's a big ship.
Wow, man.
It's a big ship.
So, question for you, Marine Gotenks, is should that ship have even been in the canal? Are there ships that size that usually go through that canal? Is this just like an anomaly?
This is not an anomaly. All right, so let's talk through what happened. A dust storm was happening. We got that right. It's going up the canal zone. It's teetering back and forth. So instead of staying directly in the middle, you know, it's edging back and forth. At that point, the captain should have called some tugs to help it, to help guide it through some smaller boats. Why it didn't do that, we still don't know. We may never know that. And then another thing that happens is something called bank suction. What bank suction is the water in the center of the canal zone moves really fast, and there's drag on the edge, causing a difference in pressure. So you're actually, your ship is actually getting pulled to the left and right as you're going through such a narrow canal. If you look at a river and you see all that gunk on the side of a river, that's why. Everything gets pushed to the edge. So a combination of those things, it just couldn't keep straight. Maybe the captain fell asleep and was drinking a coffee. We have no idea.
You know what he was doing. You know.
You know what he was doing. So when it hit, when the bow of the ship hit the bank, that was it. It was game over.
So I guess impact wise, right? I mean, obviously ships can't get through there, but like, what's, do you like, what could you speak to like the downstream impact on this, like on other deliveries and I guess routes and whatnot? Do people have to like, do they have to adjust their routes? Are there other routes that they can take to get the things that they need to get to other places? No,
there are the routes you could take. You just don't want to take them.
Ah.
All right. So if we back up a little bit, there are two canals that matter in the world more than anything else. The Panama Canal, the Suez Canal. Panama Canal connects the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. The Suez Canal connects the Med and the Indian Ocean, that area. What's your other option? You got to go around the continent. You got to go all the way south, down around Africa, back up. So if we're getting something from India.
The scenic route.
The scenic route. And you know what else is a problem with doing that?
Pirates.
Oh, Somalis. Shit. Oh, man.
Fun fact, I've seen real life pirates off the east coast of Africa. They're real.
Goodness gracious.
They got guns now.
Do they have patches and hats and funny looking shirts?
No,
too?
They got guns. I'm being silly. They got guns now.
You know, I was prepping myself for that, but I ended up wanting to cry for these guys. For real.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, when you talk about these pirates, they're not doing it because they're greedy. They're doing it because they have nothing else. Oh, the choice. Last resort. Yeah.
Jeez, man. This begs another question. So do a lot of these typical cargo ships, do they have, you know, defense mechanisms on there when they encounter these sorts of guys, or do they have to call someone in? Do they have to call, like, you know, defense agencies in?
Usually they do not have such protection, which is why they want to go through the canal zone to avoid going down the Horn of Africa. What you tend to rely on is they have fire prevention equipment, so high pressurized water tanks. That's what they rely on as defense. If they really, really are concerned and they have to go through a highly pirated area, they may hire personal protection, but that gets costly.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Let me circle back real quick to finish answering your question from earlier. 80% of world trade roughly happens on the ocean. So you're talking about impact. We're billions of dollars in the hole globally right now because of that.
Wait, can I just say, so my favorite website of the week right now is not Pornhub, but let's keep Pornhub.
Nice one, Base. Nice one.
Is the ship still stuck.com?
Again, it's a wonderful site.
The URL is the ship still stuck.com, and it's specifically tracking whether or not the Ever Given is still stuck. And the answer right now is yes. But according to is the ship still stuck.com, the ship's been stuck for 5 days, 6 hours, and 7 hours and 17 minutes. And it has cost us about $51 billion.
Jesus.
Does that sound about right, Marine Goteng?
That sounds about right. If I remember the statistic, we're losing 10 million an hour or so every time that ship is stuck. So it seems about on target.
Wealth.
And how much longer we got to look forward to this shit, you know, before it's moved?
That's an interesting question, because, you know, they're estimating 2-3 weeks out. And right now you're probably hearing in the news that if they can't get the ship out, their last resort is going to have to be taking all the containers off the ship to make it more buoyant. But the truth is that is publicly the last resort. Their real last resort is something.
Spill the tea. What are they going to do? What are they really going to do?
That was going to be my question. How are they going to
blow that shit up?
not too far off. The last time I've heard of something like this happening was in the Panama Canal in the early 90s. Similar situation. Back in the early 90s, it was worse. We didn't have tracking software. They couldn't travel at night, etc. But they couldn't get it out. They had to saw it in half. So what they did is they took two tugboats, attached a giant chain to it, to each tugboat on each side, threw it over the ship, and just had the tugboats go back and forth until they chopped the thing in two.
Wow. Well, listen, it's 2021. The Marine Gold Tanks, I appreciate that, you know, that historical reference. And while that is pretty effective, but I think we have an even better method. We have our very own Mr. Cash of Texas that has a razor sharp fucking sword, and all we need to do is airdrop his ass right in the middle of the Suez Canal. And he'll chop that shit through 1, 2, 3, no problem. Done. You heard?
Give me a week.
Yo, Mr. Cash, if you do that, Cash, you're not doing podcasts anymore. You're gonna have a job for the rest of your life.
My initial plan was just to go underneath the boat, cut a nice hole, but I'm not sure that's gonna work. So I'm pretty sure I'll die with the blowback if I try to cut the bottom of that boat. So.
Right. So wait, what would they be using in today's day and age to? Well, are they actually cutting it, or would, when you say like split it in half, like is that literally what they would do?
That is literally what they would do. And, you know, technology has changed a lot, although the marine technologies have not. So they may resort to exactly that, using a chain system and cut it in half. Mm-hmm. They may use explosives, like specifically
bombing. Nuke that shit, you heard?
I guess if they were to explode it, right? I don't know how deep. What's the depth of the Suez Canal? Like, if they were to just sink it, would that, you know, alleviate any? Would that cause problems further down the road if this were to happen again?
Absolutely, the Suez Canal is not deep enough to handle the ship. No. I can't tell you.
And then, like, get each half out.
That's right. So what you're essentially doing is cutting each half, lightening the load, and towing each half out separately. So it'll be a strategic cut. You don't just chop it and let it sink.
Well, also, so then they obviously have to unload all the containers. They also have to get, like, remove all the fuel. No?
Yeah. You got a full empty. Make it an empty shell before you go
and I want everyone to know there's no animals on this boat. So all the chickens in America, they are safe from this. We will not be, there's no harm. Anyone that enjoys chicken, you'll be able to enjoy that for the foreseeable future.
Oh, yeah. But is there, do we know if there's anything on there that's,
probably some sex trafficking. Probably. Most definitely. But,
well, funny you mentioned that, Cash. Have you heard the QAnon, like, latest conspiracy theory on this boat?
Oh, God.
All right, so...
We going deep.
Yeah, we deep going deep. All right. Reynolds, you know, here's your sponsorship time. We're putting that tinfoil hat on. QAnon, what's the name? What's the Marjorie whatever in the fucking U.S. House of Representatives? She's probably all over the story. QAnon is saying that the call... Is it the call sign?
It's the call sign, that's right.
The call sign of the ship is R3NC?
RC.
R3RC. H3RC. Sorry. H3RC. So, the reason QAnon exists, right, is because they think that Donald Trump was elected to... Actually, time out. I'm not doing this. Yeah,
You want me to jump in on this?
No, we're just gonna say that they think that.
They think that
Trump is a fucking savior of child sex trafficking and what have you. That's the Cliff Notes.
That's the Cliff Notes.
Yeah.
Evergreen is the Secret Service code name for Hillary Rodham Clinton. The call sign for the ship is H3RC, Hillary Rodham Clinton. So clearly, Hillary Rodham Clinton is behind the ship. There's some sex and child trafficking.
There's some sex trafficking going on the ship.
Epstein, all that shit. Where's Alex Jones when you need him? Just kidding.
I saw that.
He's with Joe Rogan somewhere.
Sorry, Marine Gotenks. Go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just saying, when I saw that, my mind was blown. Absolutely blown. Ship gets stuck off the east coast of Africa, and we're blaming politicians in the United States.
But I would like to also say that I believe the Japanese company, he apologized for the immeasurable interference. So he did take some type of accountability. But the whole dick and balls thing was not addressed during the But they're saying that the captain of the ship or whoever, he is a legendary troll artist. So once we find out his name, he needs to be celebrated.
Yeah, he did. He's a classy human.
I'm looking at the path right now, and I guess he was just killing time, and then he went straight. Yeah. So it's like
that shit wasn't too perfectly drawn. Yeah, that was not a mistake. What kind of fucking sandstorm? What did you say it was, Marine Gotenks? It was some sort of storm.
A dust storm.
Okay. So number one. Like, can they forecast, like, how accurate can they forecast these dust storms? Because did it just come out of nowhere, or are those things typically able to, like, okay, we have a dust storm coming, let's wait until it passes, and we can keep our going down our route?
So we're getting a little bit out of my expertise right now. In the middle, you're talking about the Middle East and Egypt, so those things happen pretty randomly.
Okay.
You could predict that they're happening, but with how much accuracy, not that well.
Fair enough. Makes sense. Yeah, man.
Any seasoned captain of a ship, they would have stopped. They would have called in the tugs to, you know, have those small boats on the side of it to prevent it from running aground.
Is a ship that size like being sailed by sight? Or is it just like the navigational system, plotting
A lot of it is still by sight. When you're going through a canal zone like that, it's just way too narrow to completely rely on your equipment.
And that's the problem. You got to sail by faith, not by sight. Had to be corny. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Go ahead, Marie.
Another little interesting tidbit on that is the vessel was traveling 13 knots while it was underway in the canal. And that translates to about 25 miles an hour, which doesn't sound too fast, but think of the Empire State Building moving that fast.
He could have gotten a ticket, I'm guessing, right?
He could have gotten a ticket.
The boat police.
But we don't know why it didn't slow down, and we don't know if it couldn't slow down or if the captain was just being stubborn. But, you know, running aground, a ship that heavy at 25 miles an hour, 13 knots, going pretty deep in.
I was going to say that he was doing a 13 and a fucking 15 zone or some shit like that, or a 13 and a 5 zone. Going too fast, Skipper. You got to slow down.
Going too fast.
So do you think it's, you know, they're saying 2 to 3 weeks, like, could this realistically just go on for a month too?
I don't think anyone would let it go on for a month. The economical impact is just too high.
Cash says you got till Friday, so you go slice that shit up.
Not till Friday. Put him on notice. Before we airdrop him over there.
Indeed.
If you were talking to me last week, I would have said I think that ship is going to be destroyed. But they're seeming more confident that with the dredges and the tugboats digging out that sand from underneath it, they think they could get it done without actually destroying the ship, which is, you know, the end goal for everyone.
Yeah, hopefully they're right and not just, you know, leading us on, not wanting to drop the bomb on us. But
what are the chances they're making more canals?
What are the chances they are?
Yeah, like, should there be additional canals? You said there's two. I think we need a third one.
Dig out a fucking.
He's about to take that sword and chop a
river. He's gonna fucking cut Mexico and fucking South America.
Something needs to happen.
That'll take to build. 5 years, 15 years? Got to be at least 15 years.
Either make that canal bigger or make another one.
I wish it was done as easy as you could say, Cash.
Yeah, man. Interesting shit. Any other questions?
Yeah. Does anyone have anything else or any other insights, Marine Gotenks?
None that comes to my MG. I like it.
I'm good with nicknames and shit, you know?
Well, I will say, so my last thing on this topic is, again, on the website, is the ship still stuck.com. So bringing this shit full circle. No, y'all laugh, but bringing this shit full circle. The guy who created the website, by the way, he is selling the website as an NFT.
Oh, this shit again.
And
get on the wave.
I put y'all on there, see?
The current bid is...
Thank you, Bash, you did.
$136.77. Or 0.08 Bitcoins, I believe. I'm not sure. There's some cryptocurrency we're using. That?
We might have enough for that.
I have a real question, right? At what point is... So, I don't want to say... I try not to be an alarmist, right? But at what point is this, you know... Assuming they get... So, assuming they sort this out in the next 1 to 2 weeks, long stream impact by June, July, should I be investing in these things on this ship because they're going to be in short supply and try to make some economic gains? Those like, what should I be doing?
What should you be doing?
Very shabby, very shabby. I don't
want to be like, oh my God, it's stuck. The world, everything is going to go up in smoke. I'm like, I think.
Yeah, how much toilet paper they got on that shit?
Hey, MG, I want to caveat something really quick. Be careful about what you tell this guy because he's already holding our funds hostage. In several different accounts.
No, that's an interesting theory. So a lot of basic household goods, they're expected to go up in price significantly as a result. Toilet paper, dishwashing soap, etc. Automotive parts.
More fights over toilet paper? Sorry.
Automotive parts. So we're probably going to experience a delay on innovation in aviation automation because those parts are on the ship as well. If you're trying to make a lot of money off of this, I'm sorry to say it's probably not going to happen. It's going to be short-lived. The world will come back.
We know.
And it's going to be like,
so I know it's fuel, I know it's semiconductors, cars, all that. I'm trying to just find out what commodities are on the ship so I can short it and get my stuff and get the hell on. So
almost everything, man. Almost everything. I mean, think about how much you could fit into the Empire State Building. Nice. There's a lot being shipped on that thing.
So that's for you.
Great point.
Be great when people are scared. So
yeah, they got Kias and Heinekens on that ship. I'm about to sell my Kia. It's gonna be at a premium.
So cash isn't
here. That's an NFT. My bad, MJ. Go ahead, bro.
Here's another thing to put on your mind. This ship doesn't touch the United States of America. So it goes from Germany, makes a stop in the Netherlands, I believe, the UK. Makes its way around to India, then hits a couple spots in China, and then back. That's its route.
Right.
So any economic impacts, you're thinking the United States, you got to think the chain. It's not a direct impact.
Understood.
If anyone is interested on how we track this stuff, it's called AIS, Alpha India Sierra, AIS technology. I don't have time to go into that today, but you guys could look it up.
You're not ready for that conversation, though. That's what he's trying to tell us. You're not ready for that. But no, man. MG, a.k.a., well, that's your a.k.a., Marine Gold Tanks, man. We really appreciate the insights here. You know, very, very, very interesting shit. Hilarity, but I learned a lot today. I learned about dust storms. I learned about how big a fucking boat can be. Longer than the fucking goddamn Empire State Building. That's crazy. But no, man, we really appreciate your insights. I don't know, I presume that you're a very busy man, even on a Sunday. But before you go, is there anything you would like to say, anything you want to, you know, put out there into the world for our listeners?
Shout out.
No shout outs. But if you guys want to troll the internet, troll the marine world. Get an AIS transponder and draw everything you want on the ocean.
We're going to draw the logo. We're going to draw the High and Low Lives logo on that motherfucker. You heard? I like it.
Appreciate it. Much respect to all of y'all.
Thanks, MG. You're welcome anytime on the show, man. We appreciate you.
All right, take care, brother. Thanks again.
Take it easy. Peace.
Good shit, fellas. Good shit. That was good, entertaining stuff, man. Hopefully, they get that damn thing out of there, or maybe not, so Cash can make some money. More money to keep from us, right? Cash?
No, that's the first thing I thought of. I'm like, because similar to the pandemic last year, I'm like, what's going to go up? Household right. goods, delivery stuff. I'm trying to make money. I don't care.
No, I respect it, man. You got to be about them coins, you heard?
Right. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, my God, gas is going to go up. So buy gas.
What do you normally say, Cash? Disregard the opposite sex, acquire currency.
Exactly.
You so goddamn just, right.
There's only three ways in life you get rich. One is if you inherit it. Two is if you make it. Three is if you invest in it. That's it.
Tremendous. Or steal or it. You can hold a ninja sword up to somebody's neck.
That is called a misdemeanor. Here's the skin.
You are now listening to The High Life Show.
Let's get into the fashion section here. Base, what the hell is going on? What is this shit here? I'm gonna let you take this one, bro, because I don't know how to tee this one up.
What does the title say?
He says he's been doing it since way back and will still fuck your bitch. Gang gang. I don't know what the fuck that means. And I don't have time to click the link. So somebody better say something, or this is just an edit point.
Oh man. It's a little pump. It was on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
And they were talking about someone was like, you know, the internet probably and Twitter were talking about his nails, which he has been doing for a while. I've noticed it too. And he's like, yeah, I've been doing this, and he added that caveat, like, you're trying to
Okay. I paint my nails, but I can still get any girl I want.
Yeah. So I thought it was funny because we were also talking about this in our group chat about painted nails. So I thought this
would be a good topic. So what are your thoughts on painted nails since you brought this?
My thoughts?
Yeah, your thoughts.
And if I was like, I feel like if I was a teenager during this day and age, I could do maybe the black nails. That'd be about it, though. Not the colors. That's more of like the emo stuff, though. But.
No, I'm just curious. I've already said my piece. I find no merit in this behavior.
Okay, I'm gonna take us on another tangent here. So along the lines of painted nails, did you guys see? Well, I'm asking a rhetorical question here because I know you saw it. Lil Nas X came out with a Air Max variant, and he had his nails painted black, and that shit was fucking dark. That advertisement, like. Apparently the Air Maxes are satanic, have a lot of satanic symbolism on it and all that stuff. And human blood. Go ahead, Cash.
So
take it away.
It's a specific Air Max that I guess I forget which in part of me sneakerheads. I forget. I don't know if it's the 97s or thank you, Booza. So there's a white version of it that actually has a portion of holy water within it. So Lil Nas X, I guess, it's like white, it's like really cool. Like instead of the bubble, you can see the water sloshing about. It's kind of like old school platforms with like the goldfish in it, but like
I'm like, don't get you sucker.
Right, yes, exactly. So Lil Nas X has a demon or satanic version of it, which is black and because I guess the holy water version is white and blue to symbolize the water, the holy water river, whatever have you. And the Lil Nas X version is black and red. It's satanic. It has ink in it. And then it has supposed to have a micro drop of human blood. Which human donated the blood for this? Shit. I have no idea. So I personally felt as if, okay, we're popularizing Satanists and whatever. You do what you want. But I just think it's kind of strange. And
not
like, I don't feel like that. I think this is, I guess if you were to look at it on a scale of severity, I don't want to be like the old man get off my yard thing. But I think painting your nails.
You want to be Mr. Cash right now?
Right, I think painting your nails and selling Satan-based shoes are weird to me. Yeah. I don't want to condemn it, but I think it's fucking weird. So that's just my one
sentiment. I share your sentiment. What'd you say? What say you, Jay?
I was gonna just say this is just a different form of expression for, I guess, the new generation. I feel like every time things come out in cycles, when you get older, you don't really understand what's really going on. Everybody chooses a different way to express themselves. You know,
it's true.
Everybody doesn't believe in God. Everybody doesn't believe in spirituality. Everybody has different bases.
That's fair.
That's my take on it. And, you know, if you want to paint your nails as a male, you know, that's fine. That's your thing.
Do what you
do. Yeah, do what you do to express yourself if that's how you feel. You know, I'm not saying that I paint my nails. That's not my thing. That's just it's not where I'm at with it. But, you know, I'm not going to shit on the people that do it. You know, that's not my thing.
No, very, very astute, Jay. And I'm gonna let you get in on this on a second base. I like, but the first portion of what you said, I especially agree. Like, we're becoming older gentlemen. We're not that old, but you know, aging like wine. But you know, it is true now. I understand, like, prior generations and where they came from. It was like, what the fuck are you young whippersnappers doing with your baggy pants and all this shit and the hippity hop and all that shit? So we can't necessarily, you know, go too crazy on the judgmental side of things with how these guys are out here expressing themselves and all that stuff. To Jay's point, if you want to paint your nails, do what you do. But I also side with Cash when it was like, I'm not going to do it. I mean, and I think, Jay, you said that as well. So, but I really like what you said there, man, about, you know, we can't get too on our high horses and judgmental with how the youngins.
Yes, we can.
Cash said we can, so we can. But no, I like that was a very astute commentary there, Jay. Yes, as always. You know, the anchor of the group, keeping us grounded and shit.
Hold on, let me just say something real quick.
Go ahead, bro.
And I understand this is a podcast, so we're going to have differing opinions. And, you know, it makes for better conversation and
escalation. Generalizations escalate the dialogue. Generalizations escalate the dialogue.
There you go. Sorry. So go ahead. Say what you got to say.
Speaking of that, I'm going to escalate it further. So what if your daughter brought home somebody who had their nails painted?
I'll let the daddy stoke the high end.
You answer first, babe. You answer first.
I wouldn't care so much. I would be more into like, why is his nails? I wouldn't even care. I want to know how he is as a person, because he could just be like an artist or something like that. That would be my first.
That's very MLK of you, and you're a good person.
Thank you.
Translation, fuck that shit.
Because it's starting to sound like the painted nails is like during our day when someone would bring someone home with a bunch of tattoos. So it's kind of like that. Like, oh, maybe this is like a shifty person or shady person kind of thing. But that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I guess I would be more so confused. Like, not at the fact that the nails are painted, but why is this person the one you want to bring home? Like, but then, you know, with parents and children, you kind of, sometimes they look for opposites or whatever, but at the same, I would think it's just a phase, honestly. So maybe I wouldn't blow up at it, because if you blow up, then you ruin that trust with your kid. But I'd be like, because the thing is, it's not just the nails that are painted. That usually is one aspect of, it's usually something else. It's not going to be like you have a t-shirt, regular khakis, some sneakers, and then your hair's colored, you got a tattoo, you got one of the plugs and gauges, you probably can see through your goddamn chin, you probably got a choker with some pentagram stuff, you're wearing lace or whatever, like fishnet stuff.
And now tattooed eyes.
I want to see your daughter out. All right, have a nice fun, buddy. Okay. I'm assuming you can fight dressed like that, so go about your
It does raise a lot of questions. I would agree. Scary questions. You know, not to be judgmental, but you know, do they smoke this fire? Booza, any thoughts on what on who I don't know who asked the question, but any thoughts on this?
Nope.
Playing it close to the chest. I like it. Bass, you have any other remarks?
Not of it.
Okay. Jay, man, I was taking a look at this catalog that you showed for Gucci and North Face, their collab that they have going on. I like it. There's some things on there that look dope, but it's like all they doing is slapping the Gucci logo on there. And I know motherfuckers gonna buy it. It does look dope though. I'm not gonna lie, but you take it away, bro.
Yeah, this is something I think I was posted by Cash that I got a chance to check out. Yeah, you know, people recommend
being voluntold like a motherfucker. Yeah. Jay. They out to get my guy, man. What the fuck?
Well, I guess at the same go around, I could be like, nah, I'm not speaking on that. But come on now, I got to participate in the group activity.
And Jay, I respect that, but you have to. This one, I have nothing to do with. I believe in accountability.
Okay, I seen it, and I want you to do it. You do it.
All I know is that it was posted initially, like in our private chat, yes. You know, as something that you put up there. So I guess this was another thing that Bass did. So you know, it is what it is. Bass, man. So
hey, may I interject for a second? May I interject? This may be edited out, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just gonna say it. So you may think that High and Low Lives are kind of off the cuff type motherfuckers. But this is there's methods to this madness when we're talking about posting topics and shit like that, and just throwing it in there because it's conducive to our format of our show. So if anybody want to fucking have something to say about how we do shit, fuck you, you heard? Fuck you. I don't know. Something in my spirit told me to say that.
F you, Roger.
Oh no. Roger the rabbit.
Like Roger, I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Nah, I still think, you know what? I'm a fan of outerwear is really what I'm into and outdoor activities, especially as of late. So I'm a fan of North Face to begin with. From the Jester book bag
bubble
back in high school.
Bubble or snorkel.
Since I'm hailing from the Northeast, I gotta say snorkel, even though I never owned one. But I've owned a few bubbles.
Snorkels was the shit, man. They keep you warm too.
So yes. I like bubbles for warmth and versatility. Like I can still move. I feel like a snorkel is if I'm waiting for the bus. I'm exposed. Exactly.
Or the hottest storm.
But you can't drive in a snorkel. You'll burn up by the time you get to where you're supposed to get to.
You also can't stand on a crowded ass A train in a snorkel without passing out. I will testify to that.
Heat stroke.
Like, why the fuck? Why am I so hot? I mean, it's warm in here, but it's cold as shit outside. Yeah. I'm like taking my fur hood off and sticking my forehead on the fucking window.
Who's about to pass?
That's what I learned. Oh, as a pro tip for anyone that's taking the subways in New York or anywhere else, when you get into this, unzip your coat because there's a lot of steam in there, and you're gonna cook. It's like steaming salmon. You gotta fucking open up that foil. So just let you guys know. Yeah,
let that shit breathe. You heard?
Yeah, that was 16 year old me in my first snorkel. Yeah.
In the Northeast, we taking a bus or we walking, so we need the snorkel. So.
Snorkel, yeah, it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I guess
the buildings create wind tunnels.
Yeah, and I guess with this design or this effort that the North Face and Gucci wanted to do, it kind of dipped into like the 70s style of North Face. So like the oversized coats, that sort of deal, and they had a whole bunch of camping equipment as well, sleeping bags and tents and things like that. You know what? I feel like the idea was cool. But the execution was kind of poor because, honestly, you know, I get the half dome look with North Face and then the three stripes with Gucci. That design kind of looks kind of fly, but the whole price point, I don't know who this is appealing to. Are you trying to get people that are into Gucci on the North Face? Because you're not trying to go the other way around. Because people that are into the North Face, they don't have that. Well, I'm just speaking for myself. I don't got the money to afford a $650 T-shirt. That's not really my thing, you know, or a $3,000 tent. So I don't know how you guys feel about this shit. You know, some of it was cool, but, you know, it's not really my cup of tea.
I think they should have stopped at the first jacket they did, the tan joint that everybody was hype about. I think that was fly. That was dope. I think taking it to this is like, okay, now we're trying to like a money grab. Like, ooh, people were really into this jacket. Now let's see. And I think it's just, I don't know. I think they should have just stuck with the jacket. The bubble.
No, and I think even with like any fashion thing, I think price point is a major key. Like, who is paying $600? Like, what is the purpose of having that T-shirt be $600? Like, what's the purpose of having that jacket $1,800? Like you mentioned, who is it for? Like, that's just confusing. Like, who is it? Now, granted, it's a matter of affordability, or it's a matter like I can't in good conscience spend $600 on one T-shirt. I don't care how much money I ever make. Someone tells me this T-shirt $600, I'm like, I'm in the wrong store. I apologize.
I'm good. I'll go to Marshall's for that shit.
But then again, the price is the price. But then if it's like $600 for one T-shirt, like because it's like I think a regular Gucci T-shirt is not $600. If I'm mistaken, I don't own them, but I don't think it's at $600. So
maybe three, maybe half.
Half, and I'm like, okay, and a North Face T-shirt, damn sure ain't over 100. So I don't, if I'm doing,
not the doing
A plus B is equal in D right now, so I don't understand where the, so if they have a sleeping bag for like 1200 almost, I'm like, all right, guys, I know who their target market is now. I realize, and I'll say it, I don't care if I get edited, it's the Fire Festival people. That's who their target market. Those individuals, the ones that paid and got stranded out for fucking bologna sandwiches and cheese, them is the ones that's gonna pay $600 for a T-shirt.
They are, but you're trying to get robbed in a Gucci tent. Who bringing a Gucci tent? You're like a target.
All right. Yeah, we worship brands. We worship celebrities, man. That's what's fucked up about this society. Well, not all
never
of us,
do
but
that.
A lot
know,
of
Gap,
us do.
Gap make t-shirts for $6, you know? I would never.
I would never.
And if you could afford it, that means you did work, you probably worked pretty hard to get to that point. But and you know better than to go and afford it.
Please donate to the Shady Pines Patreon and the Cash App, Cash Dollar Sign Cash Brooklyn.
Y'all gotta be stopped. Listen, we need to move to a platform that allows us to mute people. Because every time he says this shit, I want to mute this motherfucker. That's what I gotta do. Goddamn, well, I want to give money to the Cash App.
Yeah, I just don't know how.
Is that base? You want to base? You said something?
But anyway, I want to hang on to this segue here. Speaking of people who were muted and now they're being able to tell all, Nick Cannon, man, he's making a resurgence. He's I think he got a show back and Wildin' Out is coming back on VH1, and he came out with a tell all. Base.
Oh, this is me. I watched the video for a little while. I'm speaking more to like. When they were asking him about like how he felt coming back, and he was like, "I'm not apologizing. I'm atoning for what happened." And I thought that was really interesting. Though. Yeah, he was saying he's doing more than apologizing, and he was saying,
"Okay,
like atonement is like him really trying to better himself as a person." So that's what they were saying, and it was like a TV show that they were kind of talking about it. And they were saying like. He's really trying to like atone by like getting a master's in. I don't know if he's already doing this, but he's getting a master's.
He met
in
with
divinity.
A bunch of rabbis and stuff too, right?
Yeah, not too. So I thought that was to try to like come back, and I think he might get a show back because like he was.
He did.
I heard them.
He did. I seen that.
He was fucking. Or he did, right? He did.
So are you saying that? Are you saying that you're happy that he was able to come back?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think it was very interesting how we handled that. Like some people will just be like, "Oh no, I'm wrong," and blah blah. And like, he's like,
Papa John.
Yeah. I've spent 20 months trying to get that word out of my vocabulary. Like, you got a problem, bro.
Fucking
not
asshole.
That hard. Stop saying it. Low Nick Cannon was Papa like, "Okay, what I said."
And he's like, "No, you know, I'm gonna dig into this. I'm gonna see why people are upset."
Yeah, he did the right thing. I think he took the right path. Cheers to the man for getting his shit back because he deserved it. I didn't like the idea. Like, I think they tried to get DC Young Fly to host the show.
Yeah.
And DC, classy human, stayed 10 toes down, said, "Fuck that. That's my guy. He put me on. I'm not about to participate in this sort of fuckery. Fuck all that." So Shout out to you, Nick. Shout out to you, wherever you may be. And we'd love to have you on the show one day. Speaking to existence, baby. Or be on your show. We could do, you know, we could do a trade-off. You heard? Lil Baby is I like the moves this guy's moving, making, you know, at least business wise. He's launching his own beverage line off of Rap Snacks, which is pretty dope.
I was gonna say that Lil Baby, like, he's coming out with the Ooey Lemonade, and that there's like multiple flavors, like fruit punch, strawberry, mango, pineapple, blueberry, and sweet tea. And the cool thing about it is portions of it will go to a foundation called Boss Up Foundation, and it helps build communities like from where he's from. So that's big up to him for doing
shout
that.
Shout out to Lil Baby. Shout out to Lil Baby. Y'all go get that. You heard? You know, I love to hear, you know, these guys, you know, getting in the game, especially where the game is now. There's a lot more money to be made than back in the day. So, and he's taking those monies to put it to work. You know,
has
build some income.
Rap Snacks?
I have not. I'm talking so highly of it, but I see it in the store all the time. I don't get it.
Oh, you have?
Oh, Jay has. Of course, Mr. Variety had it. What? How did they taste, Jay?
I had it long time ago because Rap Snacks been around for a while. True. I can't remember what I had. It was like some kind of sour cream and onion joint back in the day. I forgot the rap artist that it was linked to, but I don't know. I don't rank them higher or lower than anybody else, but you know it. It's good for if they're actually paying the artists and, you know, they're making this money, then I'm for it.
Okay.
So can we opine on the level of cocaine that's in Lay's? Because
what makes you think cocaine is in Lay's?
Because I once had a Lay's chip, one, right? Because they say you can't just have one. And I started to have like this panic attack in my brain, like, you need to eat another chip. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is weird shit. And I did not feel better until I had another chip. So I'm thinking there's something medically inputted into that chip. Cause I'm like, why is my brain acting like this? So I just want to put it out there. Also, in terms of conspiracy theories, Sinbad was in a movie as a genie, and the world is telling me that he wasn't. So I just want to put that out there. If anyone has proof of this, I have $500. Thank you very much. You send me this proof, because I'm tired of this shit. Mandela affect my ass. That movie's real.
Wait, they're saying Sinbad wasn't a genie in a movie? Correct.
And everyone knows that he was a fucking genie. And he's saying he's saying that's not true. I'm like,
he's saying it's not
Cash,
true?
Yeah. Time out. Guys. Cash, what's the name of the movie?
I believe the movie is named Shazam, but they're saying that everyone is taking the Shaq movie, Kazam, and saying it was Shazam, but everyone knows Sinbad was a genie. Everyone knows this. No one is...
Is this your streaming pick for the week, Cash?
This is not my... I'm putting out a bounty. I'm putting out a bounty. Look.
Oh, there it is right there.
And what the fuck?
Sinbad's Jam. The strange case of a movie that doesn't exist.
So what
did I pick from? It's like a Jedi mind trick.
What did I pick from?
We're hallucinated. We're high off the cocaine from the Lays. You heard?
Right. So Booz has seen the movie. JE, as a cinephile, are you aware of this film?
I am not.
You are not aware of this film.
I'm not. No. To be honest,
I've never seen this shit before in my life either. Where the fuck do you watch that at, Cash? You watch it on PBS or something?
Your favorite comedian. Are you aware of this movie?
I'm not sure now. I feel like I messed up my brain. Like, I feel like I saw it, but now I'm like, did I really see it? Like,
no, when...
The brainwashers.
I feel like it was a movie.
You guys remember Shazam, the music finder app, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
When that shit came out, I was like, oh, this is named after the movie.
Right.
I'm not saying it was, but that was the connection I made.
Wait, no, there was the one with Shaq, and then I feel like...
Kazam, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's dumbass sing-alongs in that fucking movie. I love Shaq, but goddamn, that was a bad movie. Oh, God. Free Genie or some stupid shit like that. I did like Shaq too, the game. Oh. Good game.
So apparently, I think the FBI messed with our brains because there is a large percentage of people that are aware of this, and they're like, no, it never existed. I'm like, no, don't fucking lie to me, man. I know what the hell I know, okay? I don't know a lot, but what I know, like, I don't even pay attention to that. So I'm just not going to make up a fucking movie.
For a while, I heard something about him. I hope he's doing okay. Yo, Sinbad, man. Send the well wishes to you out there, bro. You hear this somehow.
Listen, Sinbad is fine. He's, you know, Wikipedia said he's died like 5 times, but he's...
I think
he was in a hospital. I don't know if it was COVID or something.
Yeah, I think he was something like that. Something was wrong. Maybe he's not necessarily dead, but, you know, he's definitely not dead.
Okay, is it Sinbad the Sailor? Is that where we're getting it from? That was a show. I remember watching that on like...
Yeah, The Adventures of Sinbad. Yeah. That's like an old...
It was like a piratey type.
Parable. Yeah.
But is that... So now this fucking article has got me thinking that it's not true either.
They fucking with our heads, man. There's something in the water, son. There's something in the water.
That don't look real.
Why is he
sure? Send that to me. It's real.
What the fuck? What? Okay. All right. Yeah, I've never seen this shit before. I'm not going to lie. I remember watching this.
And then that leads me to believe that Sinbad is suffering from dementia.
All right, here. We're watching the scene.
All right. So this is make believe what I'm watching, right? We're in another parallel universe.
We might be.
See, oh, shit. You can find the video on Amazon.
Nice fishbowl haircut, kid.
Yeah. Okay. Look, it's happening right before us.
Looks like Sinbad to me.
I'm a DM him. You lying, bitch. Look.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, what was it called again? What was the name of the movie again?
Shazam, allegedly.
Shazam. Y'all go check that out. That's a collective streaming selection free of charge by the High and Low Lives this week. You're welcome.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Booza.
Why are you, Fee Boogie, and Cash holding pens and actually utilizing them this entire episode?
Because.
It's never happened before.
Set up your game.
And all of a sudden, both of you fucking hold
pens.
Am
I not allowed to evolve? Am I not allowed to learn how
no,
to
tell how no, is show does write down the
topic. What is it that you're doing?
He writes down the topic.
Huh? What I'm doing?
You write down.
I do write sometimes, but I'm just giving Boozer a hard time because he's judging.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like I'm
not
judged.
Judging.
I feel like I'm being attacked. Honestly,
I just want to know why.
my underarms are sweating and all that.
I think you are.
My palms are getting sweaty. I'm feeling away, and I don't appreciate this shit. And I'm gonna get you canceled, sir. I'm gonna make a fucking Twitter account after this damn show, and I'm gonna fuck your shit up. So you better get ready, motherfucker, because I'm like Vinny Siegel said in fucking State Property, put on your 3D glasses because I'm coming straight at you. You heard? But no, bro. Go ahead. Guys, I'm sorry.
He's writing right now. What the fuck are you writing? Don't worry about it. Take notes. Yeah.
Relax and take notes.
It's how I make notes. You know how much music I listen to? I have to write down and then I pick.
Yeah.
So this is the first week though that you've decided to incorporate this tactic.
Yeah, we all take notes. Do you just do this right off the top?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like I said, you might have a photographic memory. I have
no. Nah. Listen, bullshit aside, this is the first time since in a while I'm taking notes.
Fucking trying to make me feel like I'm Sinbad.
Do you take notes? Or you don't take notes?
Oh, shout out to Issa Rae. She signed $40 million.
Oh, yes.
Music. So shout out to her. Classy.
Classy human. Yep, that brings us right into classy human little live section. I think we said some like throughout, so you guys can comb through that shit. But yeah, shout out to Issa Rae. Big moves. Big stepper. You heard? Any other classy humans or low lives we want to talk about? Do we have any others? Nah.
No, I don't think so.
We're getting mumbles and shaking of heads.
No, fuck you, Donald Trump. I heard you starting your own social media platform. Nobody want to hear that shit. As soon as it come out, I'm going to report you. Shut up. Forever. Damn it. Also, this whole AIPI stuff with the hate, stop beating up on these people. It's not fucking right. Stop beating up on black people. Stop beating up on any minority in this country. Nobody deserves that shit. So you said speak for myself? Oh, you feel different?
Keep your hands.
That could have went left.
Hell yeah. I was like, what?
I was like, oh, okay.
I heard him right. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thank you, Cash.
Yes, keep your hands to yourself. Just want to give a shout out to everybody for what's going on. We all got problems right now, so
We all have problems. That's a dope PSA, and I think that's a good segue if we don't have any other folks we want to mention. Go ahead, Jay.
I want to give a shout out to Ja Rule, just to bring back around Fyre Festival. We talked about, I know we mentioned that briefly. He just sold the NFT for $122,000. Shout out to Ja Rule for making lemons into lemonade.
There you go.
Queens.
There you go.
That's a point against him. But what did Ja Rule do that we are celebrating?
He made some money. And he kind of got himself out that wild situation. Well, he's still in the wild situation, but he made money off of it
bought himself back into relevancy.
Relevancy is
it's very subjective.
Another Ja Rule note.
Yeah.
The song with J Lo.
Yes.
Don't
say this.
Ain't it funny?
Oh,
I'm real.
Yeah, I'm real. Do you know what she says when she says?
I had this conversation with my wife, and I was like, "How crazy could you have been?" So, okay, no, finish what you're finishing.
I heard her wrong. I was saying the wrong shit.
So, you know the beginning of the song when he says, "Are you ready?" He says, "What's my motherfucking
name?" Are you
ready? And everybody thinks that J-Rose was singing, "Are you ready?" But he said, "What's my name?" But she spelled it R-U-L-E.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if someone says, "What's my name?" and the response is, "Are you ready?" You don't think that's a you don't think that's like a mentally
deficient. But don't you think spelling out "Are you ready?" is weird? Like, it's not. I mean, that's.
It sounded right. It sounded right.
It sounded right, but it's logistically incorrect. Like, what's my name? Are you ready? No, that's not my name. What's wrong?
I mean, it could be a sexual thing.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just like, are you ready?
So, just so we're clear, it sounds like three people heard it the wrong way and two people heard it the right way? Or see, one?
I heard the R U L E.
Okay.
I always thought it was Are You Ready? I'm going to be honest. But I realized I did learn like a couple years ago that it is R U L E.
I don't know why that was a thing this week, but apparently it was right on Twitter or some shit.
Because I'm like, you guys don't like songs supposed to make sense sometimes. Like, what's my name? Are you ready? Is not a response to that question.
I think this might have been Ja Rule's biggest week since Firefest.
All right. So yeah, let's put a bow on this because this is a good segue into the quote for the week. So going along the lines of Ja Rule, man, it just shows, man, that you can't stop whatever needs to be is what is going to be. So I think I talked about it earlier just tangentially, but my quote for the week is from Mark the Undertaker Calloway, famous WWE wrestler. He once said in a promo that you can't kill what won't die. So what that means is, you know, what's going to be is what's going to be, and don't let nothing stop you. You know what I mean? Be tenacious, you know, be resilient, and just, you know, no matter what, you keep the shit going. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck up an entire festival, feed people cheese sandwiches and shitty ass tits, but then a couple years later, despite ongoing pending cases, you can sell some shit for 122 grand. You can't kill or won't die. You feel me?
Nope.
Do we have anything else before we want to close out here, guys? This has been a very good episode. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And Boozer, shout out to you. I'm getting Mr. Marine Go Tanks on to go through the Suez Canal debacle. I appreciate that. And yeah, guys. Yeah, man. Hope you all like what you heard, or at least it sparked some interesting thoughts for you, you know, and you can take the rest of your time or take the rest of your day to go down the rabbit hole like we did. We went deep today, guys. We went fucking deep. And, you know, as always, we are the High and Low Lives, Bass, Cash, Boozer, J.E., and I'm Thief Boogie. Be great, be powerful, be blessed. This has been the High Life Show. We are out. Peace.